Anna, my darling, Sophie said in a worried tone. You're too good. Can't you see that young thing is using you? Look at the way she's watching us. How she absorbs everything. Believe me, she has evil eyes. You know these people. She sneaks into your heart. She's clever. She knows how to please. Oh, Anna, how many of these young things have I seen? She sighed. Sophie had been against Laurie from the very beginning. She usually snapped at the little girl with cold arrogance when she met her. Mom, you're looking at it the wrong way. I like her. She's honest, hardworking, and grateful. I think it's good that she's making the most of her opportunity, Anna disagreed briskly. Sophie shook her head sadly. Find Fren another travelling companion, an experienced, capable one. You mean an ugly old one, Anna improved, laughing. Yes, exactly, Sophie replied honestly. Sophie didn't mean it in a bad way, but Anna didn't listen to her. Later that afternoon, the phone rang. It was Marlene. Anna, my dear, thank you so much for last night. It was a huge success. Everyone loved it. She purred routinely. Listen, I've got a fabulous idea. Why don't the four of us have a cozy dinner tonight? Fritz would love to invite you. He's asking you for a few hours. There is one particular matter on which Fren's advice seems extremely important to him. With so many people around last night, he couldn't discuss it with him. I hope you can spare a little time for us. Where is Fren? He's still working in the studio, Anna defended. I don't know if he'll be able to take time off, she added evasively. But Anna, don't be so boring. If you're not invited anywhere, he certainly can, Marlene protested impassively. I'll pick you up now and we'll surprise him. I'm sure he'll be delighted. See you soon. Before Anna could reply, Marlene had cut the conversation short. A short time later, she appeared in high spirits. Her chic red linen suit framed from her long, dark, wavy hair to great advantage. I've organized everything, she beamed. All right, then. Anna looked pained. The children were in the park with Teresa. Her mother was sitting at the piano. All right, if you insist, she sighed. Let's surprise Fren. Hopefully that's a good idea. He hates surprises, she added doubtfully. Laughing, Marlene hooked herself into her with a firm grip, as if she was afraid Anna might reconsider. While the two young women strolled through the busy streets of the city center towards Stephansplatz, Marlene talked relentlessly at Anna. The constant verbal barrage rang in her ears. There is no escape, Anna thought. When they pushed open the tall, heavy wrought iron entrance door to the building in the heart of Vienna, Marlene's torrent of words suddenly stopped. She quietly walked to the elevator. As they rode up to the top floor, she whispered conspiratorially,
Quietly, very quietly, you mustn't ring the bell. The surprise has to be perfect.
Don't be childish, Anna huffed. That's really unnecessary. Marlene giggled nervously. She grabbed Anna's hands imploringly.
Please, Anna, please, don't be a spoilsport, she insisted.
However, when Anna stretched her right arm towards the doorbell, Marlene brutally pushed it aside.
Are you crazy?
Anna was annoyed by the unusual behavior. Shaking her head, she pulled out the key. Marlene watched her every move.